Welcome back. Welcome back to 15 Minutes with Frank, the podcast where we talk about student ministry and what I did the night before. Last night, man, it was a packed one. And before we dive into that and talked about Worship Together weekend, a little bit about my missions trip meeting, I got to just talk about a couple things. One is this, is that I'm a part of a couple of special things that are going on. So if you listen to the DYM podcast this past weekend, you may have heard my name mentioned in their podcast. I'm like beyond honored. Like, those guys are the nicest guys. I've been able to get to know Doug and Josh over the past year or so. Between going to DYM 100, starting to give them resources, and literally like the Lord has opened up doors for me to be able to work with those dudes, and it's been so cool and so fun, and the people at DYM are amazing people. They love the Lord, they love youth workers, and they're really great guys. And I've been able to have some quality time one-on-one with Doug and Josh and talk to them about life and ministry and all this other stuff. And they're solid dudes. They're the real deal. And for them to say the stuff they said about me on the podcast and the opportunity to possibly have the DYM Podcast Network, it's just a really cool moment, dude. So I'm really stoked. It's been great. Listen to the last podcast. It's on iTunes. They obviously have a fantastic podcast, and the fact that they would mention me in their podcast means a lot. So be looking out for that. I have more resources coming in the pipeline over at DYM. I would always tell you guys about it. If you subscribe to my emails, you get links to it, all that kind of stuff. The other thing I'm working on that I want to tell you guys about is over at Stuff You Can Use, my friends Kenny and Elle have dropped this giant curriculum. It's just this giant, like, all in one year to grow in, like, the depth and the effectiveness of your ministry. And, like, I mean, I read it off their website, but like, they have this thing called the Grow Curriculum. And in the Grow Curriculum, it gives you tons of resources, from sermons to small group discussions to programming, discipleship events, all volunteer stuff, a ton of different things. And they have allowed me to have a small part in it. So I'm really excited about it, because, like, I've been able to kind of talk to Kenny and Elle and kind of figure out, like, what they're trying to do. And they invited me in to be a part of this project. And it's such a cool idea. It's just like kind of like a year's worth of sermons, a year worth of games, discipleship opportunities, completely done events, like even like stuff like summer camp and like winter retreat stuff, right? Like volunteer things, stuff for parents. Like, it's just a bunch of resources that really can give you a whole year of programming, so you can kind of just focus on the students in your ministry. And so I have a winter retreat thing that's in there that I loved. Some of you guys have have seen me talk about it and do it before, and it's kind of getting re-edited and revamped for this ministry, and I am just like, I'm like super excited about what they're doing. So I have a link in my website at frankgill.me, and you can see all about it. It's $497 or something like that for an annual subscription. And listen, that sounds like a lot, but think about this. Like, a year worth of curriculum is, or a year worth of, like, everything. It's more than just curriculum. It has to do with, like, small group discussions and volunteer emails and art, you know, graphic design stuff, you know, discipleship tools, games, all this other stuff. Like that kind of stuff is expensive. And you can get, like, the one version of this, like, to grow your students packet for $497, that's a pretty sweet deal. That's a pretty good deal. If you think about how much other stuff you spend throughout the whole year to prepare for your ministry. And then there's a thing called Grow Your Ministry, where you get a full year of curriculum and resources and a ton of other stuff, like event stuff. You get my winter retreat stuff in there, parent stuff, all these things. for $997. And they even have like a payment plan. And like I just want to put it in perspective. Think about the course of the year and how much you spend on all these individual things. You're probably saving money on this. So anyways, if you want more details, links to the website, pictures, a high five for me, whatever you want, go to my website, frankhill.me, look for this podcast, the podcast I'm speaking to you right now. And in there's a link to all that stuff, and you can get more information. I think this is a killer idea, and I think this would definitely help your student ministry. This is good stuff. All right, so let's dive into what I did last night. Remember, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to my email list so you can get my book, all that good stuff. Now let's dive into what I did last night. So last night, we had Worship Together weekend, and it was a blast. It was like more than I could comprehend, like how good it was. I knew it was gonna be good, but I didn't know it was gonna be this good. Like I thought, you know, it might be rough. In fact, like leading up to it, I was like, I don't know how many parents are gonna come. I don't know, you know. I heard rumors that kids who didn't have parents coming, we're not going to come. And I was like, what is going to happen this night? But I just prayed and whatever. And it came out really, really good. It came out way better than I planned. So last night was a full night because right before youth group, starting at like 4:30, I had a missions trip meeting. So I'm going to Guatemala with a group of students, and we met with a bunch of kids, and we ran over what they're going to do to their VBS. We gave out a packing list, all this stuff, and it was a really, really good time. Probably the best VBS, probably the best missions trip meeting we've had thus far. Pretty excited about it. In fact, like, you know, as we're preparing for the VBS and like they're doing like the Bible portion, like the kids were correcting each other about like what to include in the story and like what's the gospel connection. Like it was just neat to see them like interact and talk like that. So we had that. And then after that, students kind of went out to like Taco Bell. It was a Taco Bell like down the street from us, like to go get lunch and stuff like that, or dinner rather. And then I went to my leader meeting, and then we went through the program. I introduced my new male intern for the summer. He showed up. It's going to be a good time. Maybe he'll even be on the podcast. I might have an intern episode where me and the intern talk about student ministry. And we just talked, you know, prepared for the night, and went over the service. And then I did my 5 minutes with Frank. And I'm going to link this into the notes on the website. But, like, what I've told this before. I do these 5 minutes with Frank where I kind of give like a short devotional just for our leaders. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with student ministry. It's more to do with their own personal walk and discipleship. And what I found, there was an article. First off, there's a guy named Paul David Tripp, the beast. He's the best. He's a beast, and he's the best. And I talked about how, like, when it comes to our gospel, what we believe about the gospel, we believe in the truth of the past, that, like, what Christ has done in eternity. You know, when Christ died on the cross, like, we believe what he did is finished, and he did that. Like, we believe what he did 2,000 years ago. And then we believe in the hope of the future, like, right, that Jesus is coming back to fix everything. But we kind of miss the nowness of the gospel. How does the gospel affect us today? And there's an article by Paul David Tripp that he talks about, like, the 7 gospel promises, how it affects the nowness of today. And I just kind of went through them, and it was super good, and the leaders liked it, and it was a good time. It was a good time. It was a good article to kind of go over with my leaders. So then from there, we prayed, the doors opened, kids and parents started filing in, and it was a little bit chaotic because there's a lot of people there, probably like over 100 people. So Worship Together Weekend came from this idea where I wanted to have parents. First off, it's twofold. One, I want to have parents and students worship together. That's something that doesn't happen very often, and I wanted to create an opportunity for them to worship together, for them to see each other worship. Secondly, I want to kind of like give an opportunity for parents to see what their kids are doing every Sunday night. A lot of times they just drop them off. They don't really see what's happening. And so we show them like from the beginning, and what does a normal Sunday night look like? For better or for worse, it might have been a bad idea, right? They might have seen something like, "What? I didn't know this was happening." And like, you know, there's some things, silly things that happened last night that I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to get in trouble for. But it's all good. Like they came and they got to see everything. And so in the course of about a month, this is what I did. I sent about 6 emails to parents reminding them about Worship Together Weekend. Specifically, and I sent emails just to parents. Like, I have a separate email list on MailChimp that's just parent emails. And then I sent emails also on a general email list that was parents and students. One thing I did is a week before, I mailed out an actual physical letter to each of the parents. And it wasn't handwritten. It was typed out. But, like, it was a letter with the logo of Worship Together Weekend. It's like the letterhead and me just inviting them, saying, hey, we're excited about Worship Together Weekend. We want you there. Please come. Sign up wherever. And then, so on my Squarespace website, the youth ministry website we have, there's a place that I can get a link to a form that form gets sent to a spreadsheet in Google Sheets or whatever. And, like, I may have had, like, 6 parents sign up. And I was like so bummed. I was like, man, only 6 parents are going to come. Like, this is weird. Like, it's going to feel awkward. But nope. I just realized that, like, no one signs up. And then there was a ton of parents that showed up. Like, none of the staff kids, like, you know, the kids of staff members at our church, none of them signed up because they were just so busy. But, like, we had a good show of, like, parents of staff kids. And then there was just a ton of parents who didn't sign up, but, like, knew about it, and their parents and their kids invited them, and they showed up, and it was great. And not just parents, but, like, grandparents came, aunts and uncles came, because, you know, like, some kids don't have, you know, a normal family. Their parents are like, gone out of the picture, and so their grandparents are taking care of them, or their aunt and uncles take care of them. Either way, people came, and it was awesome. Like, so definitely, like, double the size of our group almost, like, in one night because of the parents there. It freaked out because I didn't know what to do for snacks. So literally, like a crazy person, I'm baking like tons of cookies late at night by myself. Getting ready for the evening or whatever. I baked like 130 cookies. And then someone else bought like 4 dozen cookies, or like actually like 6 dozen cookies or something. So anyways, people are coming in. There's snacks. There's music. People are playing pool. People are chit-chatting. It's a good time. Then 6:25 rolls around. Boom, I start the camp video. That's going to be linked so you can see our camp video from last year. We have 2 camp videos, one that we promote and one that's just the extended version just for our students. I showed the extended version because it's hilarious. The extended version basically adds like an extra minute and a half at the end of the video where I also show a couple of brief, silly interviews as well as one of my leaders getting hit with a tetherball and a student getting decked when we were playing Capture the Flag. It was so funny. I'll link that on the website, fringo.me. You can check it out. Okay, after that, our Fuse host came up and just started bragging about camp, said that, did that, talked about next Sunday when we have senior night. That was cool. And then this guy, his name is John, he says, like, his gimmick is he always says, like, a really, really bad dad joke. And it was kind of funny, but it was also very lame. But I think that's the charm of it. That's super lame, and people loved it. So he said his joke, and it was fine. Then we played a game called Students versus Parent Trivia. So DYM has this thing called the Games app. We've talked about it before. And one of the newest things they added to the Games app is an ability to do, like, trivia, multiple choice questions. And so I, like, the day it came out, I was messing with it, and I fell in love with it. It's, like, my second favorite game because, well, probably now is my first favorite game. So my first favorite game for a long time was Family Feud, but then, like, you know, that takes a lot of time and a long time to set up. Trivia, like, there's always an abundance of multiple choice questions. So the way I set it up was this is, I had 12 questions, 6 questions for students and 6 questions for adults. And so I called 3 students up and 3 adults, like parents up. And so we asked students questions that like almost all adults would know. Like, what does ATM stand for? You know, if something's going wrong, is it going Hayward? Is it going Hay Fever? Is it going Haywire? Or is it going Haley Williams, right? And then for the parents, we're asking them, even like questions that's like pop culture questions, like only youth would know. Like, question: which one of these rappers is not a real rapper's name? All right, Earl Sweatshirt, Lil Uzi Vert, Bobby Shmurda, or Tim McRaw? Oh, it's Tim McGraw, because Tim McGraw is a country artist. Tim McGraw is what Frank makes up at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday. And it was hilarious. Like, it was fun. And the one caveat, because I didn't want the questions to be hard. I just wanted it to be fun. The one caveat that we added to make it even sillier is if they get the question right, I get to shoot John, the game host, with this, like, brand new rival Nerf gun that had, like, the best accuracy. And, like, it's super fun. And then if they get it wrong, I still hit John with a Nerf gun. And it was so funny. I'll put some pictures I have that you can see of me shooting the Nerf gun at him. It's great. Then our worship guy came up. That was the cool. This was one of the coolest parts, is hearing the parents and the kids just sing so loud. I mean, it's just so cool. We have a kind of a smaller room, so the sound kind of stays in there. And it was so loud hearing them sing, and it was amazing. And so we did Lion and the Lamb, No Longer Slaves, and Great Are You, Lord. Great set list. It was a good time. Then I came up and I did a message, and here was where I was kind of like struggling with my message for the past couple of weeks. I wanted to do a message, but I didn't want it to be like a beat down on the parents. Like, you need to do a better job or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the point of this whole night, right? Like, I wanted to make sure that the parents felt like appreciated and valued. And the point of the night wasn't to like just beat them up and say, like, you know, get your kids to church, stop making them go to soccer practice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the point of this. The point of this is worship together. And so I wanted to do a message that was both meaningful to the parents, but also not like the students thinking, oh, this is why the parents are here. They're here because they want to shame us and they paid Frank to say all this stuff. Like, that's not what I said either. So the way I looked at it is, when I went to DYM 100, there was a guy who talked about, he had this book called An Unhurried Life. And like, I think this is like Doug's favorite topic, because Doug likes to talk about this topic too. But basically, like, we have a tendency to kind of just rush through life, right? Like, we always look at the next big thing, the next big thing, the next big event. And we forget to be present today. And if you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus was never in a rush. Jesus was never in a hurry. And so I looked at three different stories in the Bible where when you look at Jesus, you notice that Jesus was never in a hurry. Jesus was always willing to be present and make the most of the time he currently had. And that's pretty dope. It was pretty cool. I think that's like a mind-blowing thing. Like, Jesus, the most important person in the world, who is the most mission and vision-focused person in the world, like, took time to just chill and be present and talk to his friends and be around the family. Like, I think that's spectacular. And I think that's a thing that we should learn and be like Jesus-like, you know what I'm saying? And so I pulled up the orange thing where I got 936 marbles and talked about how from the time a kid's born to the time they graduate is 936 weeks. And I said, like, every week that goes by, you lose a marble. And I said, like, if you, like, the youngest kid in the room could be a sixth grader. And so if you only have a sixth grader in the room, that means you only have a third of that time left. And then they're going to graduate. So make the most of that time. Like, and on the flip side, I talked to the students saying, like, you know, life is short, and like right now you keep pushing your parents away, you keep like shoving them away, and like you don't realize that like this time matters. Like almost every single adult and like I know wishes they could have made better choices when it comes to their parents and how they communicate and talk to their parents, and they regret the fact that like they can't do that anymore because they're so busy and they moved away and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm just kind of encouraging students, like, don't miss this moment. And it was great. I got a little teary-eyed. I had one of those sermons where I cry a little bit, but it's all good. And it was a blast. I mean, I had such good responses from parents and kids. They said it was really good. And so what I did after that was I sent the students up to go to their small group, and so they had small groups like normal, and then I just had time with the adults where I spoke to them and kind of did my own small group with the parents. I broke them up in groups of six and asked them a very poignant question so that, one, they could process the sermon, but two, they can get to know other parents of teenagers. And I think that was super cool. But, man, overall, it was a good night. Like, having parents see the ministry and be proud of it and excited about it and happy that their kids are growing is a win. Partnering with parents is always a win. And the kids, surprisingly, loved it. Like, they were so cool with their parents being there. Obviously, some kids, like, purposely, like, hid the emails and the letters and didn't want their parents to come. But for the most part, a lot of parents showed up, and it was a blast. All right? It was a good week. I can't wait till next week. Next week is senior night. That's going to be a blast. This message that I'm going to preach, that I preached on last night, I'm going to clean it up, make it pretty, and put it in the DYM store, and it'll eventually be up there. And you can grab it. Small group questions included, parent questions included. And I'll include anything else I think might be that might be beneficial. Maybe I'll even include the game because the game is fun. And if you have the DYM Games app, it's perfect. If you don't, you can just make slides or something. All right, guys. It was super fun talking to you. Remember, subscribe to everything, the podcast and iTunes. If you want to go on Google Play or Stitcher or whatever, you can do that. You can go to frankgill.me. Everything's going to be there. All the links are going to be there. Until next time, guys.
Bye, buddies.